Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hello once again. You are in the company of Radio Pulpit on 657 AM with me, Esther, formerly Sipa Timkhethi Mkhwanazi. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your ears and heart to be able to receive from me today. And may the Holy Spirit anoint you to be at the place where you ought to and receive, but also be able to practice that which God says unto you. A very warm welcome to you and blessings, blessings, blessings. May they stay on you. Mind, body, soul, spirit, joints and marrow, and your home. Remember, blessing stays if you are correct in God. Remember, blessing stays if you are seeking God truthfully, whether you are a true believer or you are not a believer yet, if you're seeking to correct things. In other words, it's repentance, and the blessing stays, and that which you seek in God corrects. And any evil is cancelled by a blessing, and I declare a blessing upon you. May your heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, joints and marrow seek God. And if you are already serving God, may you serve him even deeper and deeper. May the love in you of Christ be even more increased, as Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 1 says, may it increase more and more. May you be standing even as Ephesians says, until Christ stands. May you weather the storms of trials and tribulations and abide and break that power that is not of God's trials and tribulations in Jesus' name. Those that are from God, that God has allowed, like Job, you're able to go on to the other side. And even not only Job, but also Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you're able to go on to the other side if it's the ones that God has ordained and God has allowed, even if the enemy attacks you. Not that which we put ourselves in error. May you not be carnal in seeking God. May you not be carnal. May you be spiritual. Yes, you'll be called super spiritual. You'll be called super spiritual. But that's just a sign that you are indeed seeking the things of spirit. It doesn't mean that you've arrived. It means that you are walking one step at a time, seeking to walk in spirit and led by the spirit. People will see that. It's visible. It's an anointing. Or it's this power. Or is the presence of God. It's visible, and people will call you a super spiritual, to remove from the world. That's exactly what the Lord Jesus came to do. To remove the religions, even Apostle Paul speaks about, not of the religions taught by men or of fables, when he speaks to Timothy, of fables and traditions and cultures and beliefs and heresies that makes sense to men and flesh and this world, but does not make sense to God, or does not glorify God, or does not bring holy change in us. We want change. We don't want to go back the same way we came after and outside a ministry, outside somebody encountering our lives. We want to say, what's on that person? I want that. Don't you want that? May God give you that. But may you seek that which is good, godly in every person, not this world, not of the flesh. I pray for you and I prophesy, so shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We were looking, re-looking at, is it possible to lose the blessing like King Saul and Priest Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, the chosen of the Most High God? God chose them himself. God chose them himself. They were not even just anointed by men who thought, this is an anointed person, or there's hope in this person, let me lay hands on them and sanctify them. No, they were not. They were directly from Jehovah. You remember when King Saul was called out? He was just a young man who was taking care of the flock of the family, and he was looking for a lost heir. And after the anointing, or the oil of the Most High God, anointed by the prophet Samuel, came upon him, he changed. The Spirit of God was in him. Saul was prophesying. Saul was now in the spirit, not in the flesh. Saul was fighting the wars of God. And we know that when they refused him as an anointed of the Lord or as a possible leader or a leader chosen by God, when they rejected him, we know that God sent persecution, and only Saul could stand against that Goliath. It's a kind of a Goliath war, because now the children of Israel were persecuted and threatened, and they were told they were going to be killed and their eyes were going to be gouged, and lots of things were going to happen. And do you remember what he did? He was full of the Spirit of God. Yes, in the flesh that happened, and he took the oxen and the slaves that they used to farm and all that, and he broke them by his bare hands. Don't you remember Samson? Don't you remember even David? The Goliath kind of a way. Yes, you will be put against a big trial and tribulation that can only, it will be like a conundrum that only you can or have to prove that God is with me. And people will know, even false prophets and Christians, they will acknowledge that surely this is of the Lord. If you're not put against that and conquer, God is not going to be glorified. Was he not glorified by Nebuchadnezzar? Through the lives of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, different situations, was he not? Even by the means and patience. Through the life of Mordecai and Esther, even Daniel, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was he not? He was glorified, and God wants that kind of acknowledgement, because he wants people to change and say, surely there is God. And he is really truthfully manifesting through people, and he still cares for us. And so I can change. If I look at that letter of Nebuchadnezzar, chapter 4 of the book of Daniel, I marvel. But the blessing is that through all his wickedness and hardness and idolatry and defiance of God, at the end he was a humble man who sought God and who glorified God. And I bless the Lord. God is seeking that from you, me and you. You are on Radio Pulpit. We're seeking to qualify in the New Testament how and what, because we've seen the shadow of things with our principal character, King Saul, and Hophni and Phinehas, and their father Eli, who walked well before God, but because of turning blind eye on the sins in the church, in the ministry, in the midst of Christians, he lost also his blessing from God. And his entire lineage was disconnected completely from the blessing of God. And as we read forward, we see only the levers of the lineage of Aaron, his real sons. And we wonder what happened to the children or lineage of priest Eli. We don't see that anymore. But what am I saying? In the midst of Christians, in the past week, I read on Galatians chapter 1, and we were qualifying why is Paul, the Apostle Paul, judging, passing on judgment so heavy, even a cursing, over a cursing or a curse against angels and even peoples. Can we do it? Provided you are in the right place and offers, and provided God says until you do it, yes, you can do it. And we don't go out seeking to do it. We go out seeking to change the lives of peoples, to seek God themselves, that they may be at the right place and positioning with God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we were qualifying that from verse 5. I'm going to read again. I'm just going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 3 to verse 6. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 5. Qualifying this kind of judgment is deep. He was talking about judging and cursing angels and peoples. Obviously, he was led by the Spirit. And now, here it is even continuing. And it reads as follows. For I verily, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath done this evil, and that was a sin of fornication. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for destruction of flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. And I was there last time in saying it is for the salvation of a person, because there is eternal hell, fire, destruction, but there's also eternal salvation. And so this kind of a person, when a qualified person, even when only led by the Spirit, not own ways, if they do that, pass on judgment on the person and the action, then the Bible says their spirit will be saved from hell. And I'm reiterating or paraphrasing this, but it talks about that. And verse 6 says, your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? In other words, you're playing small, or you're using the yeast, which is corruption. It's corruption to the things of God. And chapter 6 from verse 2 of the very book of 1 Corinthians chapter, 1 Corinthians, we're looking now at chapter 6. My tongue is happy. Blessed be the Lord. And it reads as follows. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge? Are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertaineth to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. In other words, let me paraphrase. Let me illuminate the truth in this. If then you put yourself to be judges in things pertaining to this life, then put those who are least esteemed in the church to judge the things of God. Remember, the Lord, even the word says, the least shall be the greatest. And it also talks about God shames the world with the weakest things of this world, of weakest peoples of this world, or what the world would call shameful, unworthy. Those are the ones that God uses, and he shames, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, he shames the knowledgeable or the proudful. And this is what the Apostle Paul is saying. He says, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. And verse 5, I speak to your shame, as it is so that there is not a wise man among you. No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. And I leave it at that. We go back to the book of Galatians and qualifying the word of God. And I'm reading just that verse 8 and verse 9. That's where I paused last week. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. In other words, things of God first, and let the truth be truthful and remain uncorrupted. And let the people focus on teaching the truth in a godly manner, the way God will bless the people. If people refuse it, it's fine. It's not for us to change things or situations or people's hearts and lives. No, we are just to give them the truth. And the truth, the Bible says, it will set them free. The truth, not us. We are not to change people or to please them with what we say. It's corruption. It's concoction. I am Esther, and this is Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your companion in a search for meaning. Stay blessed. May the Spirit of God empower you and open your hearing and seeing and break the chains that are seeking to lock your understanding and your way with God, your ministry. May you be blessed and delivered from all satanic attacks that are hindering the ways and will of God in your life. Be blessed. I'm Esther.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.